Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to you. This is your boy, PLR, coming to you live, of course. It is Football Thursday. Well, NFL next week. But be that as it may, we get to get into some football tonight. So we're definitely going to touch on that. The trade is taking place. The trade is done. The trade is over. It's completed. We'll talk about that a little bit. And like I said, football, NFL to college. Oh, we're going to definitely get in this. Hope everyone's having a good Thursday. Like I said, this is your boy, PLR. This is The Cave Show. And we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler. Chandler Heights, and Alma School. Listen, everyone. It has one of the best, Maduro's has one of the best cigar selections in the valley. Make sure you get down there, check it out. Listen, don't just take your cigar and run. Stick around. There's a lounge, there's a front side. There's over 10 flat screen televisions in there. Yes, they do have the NFL ticket. So it only makes sense to buy a cigar, stay there, and enjoy it. And better yet, get a locker while you're there. Keep all your stuff in your locker. I know last night, or the other night, rather, there was a fantasy football draft for a league, of course, that I will win. Grab my cigar. Just open my locker. They were already sitting there. So go ahead, check that out. Let them know that PLR sent you. You will get 10% off of your cigar purchase just by letting them know that PLR from The Cave Show sent you. All right, let's get into this bad boy here, and let's talk a little football. We're all waiting Monday for Monday to come around. Even if you are not a Dallas Cowboy fan, you want to find out what's happening with Ezekiel Elliott. It seems like the hearings are done. The appeal is completed. I popped on a couple of the shows and talked about this, but I just don't believe that there should be a reduction of games unless that amount goes down to zero. Either you are guilty or you're not guilty. I mean, I don't understand. If you abused a woman, how does it go from 6 games to 4 games? And as I said last night on gameplay, does that mean that you didn't hit her real hard? Does that mean that you didn't break skin? Does that mean there was no real damage? Exactly what makes the difference between the two? What makes a difference when you're talking about domestic abuse? Well, if you did it, and the rule is 6 games, you should get 6 games. Heck, I'm of the belief that if you put your hands on a woman, you should get half the season. I don't care if it's basketball, football, baseball, whatever. If it's basketball, you lose 41 games. If it's baseball, you lose 81 games. I mean, think about it. We give, or the MLB rather, gives 50 games for steroid use, 100 games for a second offense, a season for a third offense. So there should be something. Now, the one thing that I don't like how the NFL just does their own thing no matter if someone is found innocent or guilty. I think that's ridiculous. I think the actual law should have a hand in what the decision is going to be. It shouldn't just be all willy-nilly. Well, we up here in our ivory tower of the NFL decided what you did wasn't really that bad, but you did kind of hurt our shield and our brand. And so we're going to go ahead and give you, we'll go ahead and give you 3 games for that one. No. If you did it and you're found guilty of actually doing the crime, you should get popped for it. If you haven't been found guilty of any crime, you should not get popped for anything in terms of losing money or losing pay. That's just my opinion, but I honestly think if you are not guilty of anything, why on earth should you lose game time? Should you lose paydays? And I know this started out, like I said, more of an image thing, because guys were getting, they were partying, they were getting drunk, they were failing drug tests, getting into fights. There were a couple cases where there were homicides that people had to prove that they were technically innocent for, but they really weren't innocent of the crime. I mean, they were innocent of the crime, but not the melee that led up to it. I understand all that. I do. You have to protect your shield. But like I said before, Robert Irsay is an owner, and he got popped for dope and cash. Let me say this again. Robert Irsay got popped for having dope and cash in his car. He didn't lose money. And don't sit back and tell me, well, he did get suspended. How the hell can an owner get suspended? That means he didn't watch the game in his skybox. It means he watched his game at his house. Well, he got a fine. Right. Okay. So he got a fine. So let's see. Your $8 hot dogs are now $10. Your $20 parking is now $25. Owners make up their money. Do not be fooled. If owners weren't making their money back for things, believe me, beers that you can buy a six pack for $9 wouldn't be $13 per beer at the arena. Wouldn't happen. So they're making their money back. That's all Robert Irsay did, was make his money back. So don't fall for that. But the NFL waited all the way up until the season practically to wrap up with the Ezekiel Elliott thing. They could have been done with this 2 months ago. That way the appeal would have been heard. We would have had everything done. The Dallas Cowboys could have planned for this. Ezekiel Elliott could have planned for this. If there's a guilty victim, which for the NFL there is, obviously for the law there isn't, obviously, then that victim could have planned for this. This is just ridiculous. But what are you going to do? You know, it's their rules. You play for them. The NFL, listen, for everyone that says, well, this is unfair, the NFL doesn't play for you. The NFL plays for them. Also, in the terms of suspensions and what's going on, Vontaze Burfict got suspended 5 games for playing football. Let me say this again. Vontaze Burfict got suspended 5 games for playing football. Got reduced to 3, but he got suspended for playing football. What do you mean? How does someone get suspended from playing football? Well, he hit someone legally, but he must have hit him a little too hard. Or because he's Vontaze Burfict, and we know he's done some stupid things in the past, he's going to be tried for the things he did in the past, for the thing that he just did. He hit a man within 5 yards, which is 100% perfectly legal. If his name was Gabe Kapanowicz, he would be playing in the first 3 games of this season. But it's not. Is Vontaze Burfict, and so he's suspended. This is the most, honestly, this may be the most ridiculous suspension I think I've seen in a long time. it's not his fault that the man didn't have his head. What they say in football, keep your head on a swivel. It's not on him. That is not on him. He's doing his job. He's making sure that this man did not catch a ball, even though it was technically not passed his way. That is not his issue. That is not. They say that you can chuck a player within 5 yards. He chucked a player at the 2-yard mark, and he got 5 games for that. Why? Because his name is Vontaze Perfect. Now, I'm not saying Vontaze Perfect is a choir boy. He's been suspended a lot, and he should have been suspended a lot for some of the things that he's done. But, folks, this isn't one of them. Sometimes you get suspended progressively because of the actions that you've taken in the past. But if it's a legal hit, your past should not come into – that should not be a purpose for using your past against you. If you were a thief and you got popped and you got a slap on the wrist, then you got popped again, it was a misdemeanor, you got a little bit of time. Then on your third offense, you got popped and you, I don't know, it was something real expensive and you went to jail for a few months. Then a cop says that he caught you speeding, but it turned out you really weren't speeding. Should you go to jail then because it's the fourth time you've been stopped or pulled over or arrested, but then that time you were actually innocent? Should the other three things be held against you for this one that you actually didn't do the crime? No, it even sounds stupid. I mean, that's not something you can make sense. So I don't buy that. I don't buy that one. I don't buy that suspension for Vontaze Perfect. Look, I know Vontaze Perfect doesn't always make the right decisions. We cover ASU. Remember him playing at ASU, doing one dumb thing after the other. I still contest to this day, he shouldn't have been suspended for his last football game at ASU. I blame Derrickson for that. He had no control over him for 2 or 3 years, or let me rephrase that. He chose not to have control over him. And then he finally decides at the end, well, we're going to show you that we need to have more control. You're now suspended. No, I'm a parent. If I allow my kid on the couch, jump up and down while eating a bowl of cereal for the first 10 years of his life, and then when he turns 12, 13, and he does it, and someone happens to be here, and now I'm embarrassed, now I'm going to try to discipline him? Horses out the barn then, y'all. It's galloping away. You don't start raising your child at 10, 11, 12, 13. You start raising your child at day one. And that's what happened. He was allowed to do what he wanted to do for a long period of time. And it came back and it bit ASU and Erickson in the butt. Now, he should know better now. He's a grown man. But at the same time, when he's innocent of something, he should not be charged with what he did in the past. But the NFL, with his infinite wisdom, has decided to change 5 games, 3 games instead of 5 games to 0 games. Because believe me, when the NFL suspends you for something, they are not NOT going to come back and admit to doing anything wrong at all. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, let's talk some more football. Some things that have happened recently. Listen, here's what's so funny. I cover a lot of hoops, obviously. I cover, and we cover here at the Cave Show and, you know, of the parent company, the Sports Cave. We cover all sports. And we hear about tanking a lot when it comes to the NBA. How teams tank to get more ping pong balls so they can get a better draft choice, improve their roster like that. because maybe, say, a free agent does not want to go there and play for a team that's bad. So they'll tank games, and they'll try to get high draft choices, get very talented rookies who, in essence, they're in control over for the next 5 to 7 years. And hopefully they can build their team like that, especially in the NBA where your better players coming out of the draft are usually 19, 20, somewhere in that ballpark, and you have them basically until they're 26, 27, when they're getting into the prime of their careers, and you're able then to do some things with them. Football has taken that on now. And there are not two better examples than the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets. And I should say three, and add the Buffalo Bills. They are tanking games. Anyone that can play, go, and they're going with young guys and more friendly contracts. The Jets let everyone go. I mean, McDowell is their starting quarterback, and I think he's 52. McCown, I'm sorry. He's 52. Hackenberg has not shown that he could beat out the starting quarterback from IMG right now, the high school powerhouse down in Florida. He looks confused. He looks uncomfortable. And I bet you before the season's over, he gets at least 3 or 4 starts. Because they just want to absolutely make sure he's as bad as he is so they can go out and draft another quarterback. And what's funny is I'm not even blaming Hackenberg. I'm thinking more of the talent evaluators that work for the Jets. They've whiffed. They've had quarterbacks. They've whiffed. And don't give me, well, Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez was serviceable enough not to lose games. Mark Sanchez wasn't there to win games. The Jets had a really good defense. Mark Sanchez was there not to lose games, because whenever he needed to win a big game, he couldn't do it. So don't fool yourself with saying, well, Mark Sanchez was a good quarterback for them. No. He was a serviceable QB for them. Like I said, he didn't lose games. So right now, they have 3 quarterbacks. Folks, none of them can play. Josh McCown is their starter. Bryce Petty is behind them. And Christian Hackenberg. None of them guys can play. Now, I'm not saying I'm better, obviously. But those guys can't play. Look at the guys they've had. Those three. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Eternal Machine. Geno Smith. I'm not even going to go further. Doug McElroy. Like I said, Mark Sanchez. Brett Favre, who had a decent year. Kellen Clemens. The last quarterback they had that could actually play a little, you got to go back 10 years for Chad Pennington. This team is bad. Their quarterbacks are bad. They miss. Before, when you go back past Chad Pennington, you're looking at Brooks Bollinger. They brought Vinny Testaverde back at one point when Vinny was like 46. They've had Quincy Carter, Ray Lucas, Rick Meyer, and old Neil O'Donnell, Glenn Foley, Frank Wright, Boomer Esiason. I'm in the 90s now. I'm 20 years ago. But he wasn't a draft pick of theirs. Vinny wasn't a draft pick of theirs. You got to go all the way back to Ken O'Brien the last time they drafted, evaluated the talent, and drafted a good quarterback? The Jets are a mess. They couldn't spot a good quarterback in a draft in over 20, in over 32 years. And I take that back. I'll give him credit for Chad Pennington. Chad Pennington actually did have a good career. But we're still going back almost 20 years for that. And it's funny because I wasn't even going to talk about the Jets. But I started thinking about their quarterbacks and thinking, wow, they really have no idea how to draft a QB. This was really going to be more about how Cleveland's tanking by cutting Joe Hayden, and then Joe Hayden, within 24 hours, signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's amazing how the rich get richer. Listen, folks, there's a reason why New England is good every year. Pittsburgh is good every year. Green Bay is good every year. Because they talent evaluate. And you throw your scraps out there, and somehow they end up playing very well for those teams. That's not a coincidence. That means they evaluate talent better than you. That means they know how to put their players in a position to win better than you. That means they don't rely on just compensation for a player to make them want to come there. They do more. So don't fool yourself in thinking, well, you know, people just want to do this and it's unfair. That, no, it's not unfair. If you made $10 million a year, would you rather live in Detroit or Miami? Would you rather get up and shovel snow or get up and step out and jog next to the ocean? So simple. Yeah, but Pittsburgh isn't in a good weather city. Big deal. They have tradition. And they win. No, they win the bowl every year, but they win. It's consistent. It's a strong organization. Every single year, you can almost bet on Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and New England being in the playoffs. Everybody else, we say, well, if they have a good year and this player plays well, then yeah, they should be in. There's some teams that we see have started building consistency. Like that Seattle's been consistently good for the last 6 years or so whenever Pete Carroll took over. And they had a good run with Mike Holmgren. But you don't go back in the past and think, well, Seattle's been this powerhouse, this makes the playoff, and they run a good organization every year. Green Bay and Pittsburgh have been doing this for years. Pittsburgh since the 70s. Green Bay was in the first two Super Bowls. And the Patriots have been rich with this since Belichick. And before that, they had the tuna. So they've been doing this crap for years. When you look around at the NFL and you see a bunch of other teams, yeah, if they have a good year, they're good. But what's going to happen the following year? And it's amazing that someone like a Joe Hayden is just let go, and you didn't see Joe Hayden stand up and say, well, let me see who's going to pay me the most. Let me go ahead and slide in with Buffalo. Hey, you know what? Let me go ahead and slide in with the Rams. Let me go ahead and slide in with, you know, with Detroit. No. You didn't see that. He went to a team that wins, and that's the only thing that matters. They're a consistent winner. He went to Pittsburgh. And so that, again, is the case. The rich just got richer. This episode's brought to you by Tzatziki's Pita Grill, located on Elliott and Priest in Tempe, Arizona. Listen, folks, they have the best, freshest tzatziki sauce in the area, in the state, made fresh every day, just like everything else there is made fresh every day. Tzatziki's Pita Grill has probably one of the best menus of Mediterranean food that you're going to find. And like I said, everything is made fresh. Technically, they're open till 2 a.m. because next door to them is their sister business, and that's Naratuka Lounge. You still can go in there up to 2 a.m. and order from the kitchen. Make sure you check them out. Let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you, and they will hook you up. Hook you up with 10% off your meal. So make sure you go and check them out. Time is never a friend of the show. It seems like we get going, and before you know it, we're just about out of time. So we're going to talk about a couple things that's happening tonight. We have a full NFL preview coming up, believe me, before we kick off for the season. So I wanted to hit on that stuff today that had to do with the suspensions, with the appeals, with the free agency. Tonight, obviously, there are NFL games. I would probably watch Bubble Guppies with my kids before I would watch a fourth NFL preseason game. The owners should be ashamed of themselves for adding this game onto the package. No one of any relevance will probably play tonight at all. Believe me, the coaches have probably decided on their whole roster. Maybe there's one or two guys out that they want to take a second look at, third look, fourth look, more to be sure than to do anything else. So as the fourth NFL game, final NFL preseason game for every team, thank God. Dallas and Houston will not be playing tonight. And you know what? Prayers out to Houston and that whole area that was just devastated by Hurricane Harvey. A lot of people doing a lot of good things. I saw the story about the it's not the real Navy, but it's these guys, the Cajun Navy. They go out, they bring their boats, they search for people, they rescued a ton of people just by doing what's right, by being a kind human being. So, you know, big props to them for what they're doing. People day to day are just doing everything they can to help each other. There's a ton of people driving out there with food and blankets and water and everything people will be needing in this great time of need. So prayers big time to Houston and the area. Prayers out to Louisiana, hoping that they can avoid this and that storm does not hit them. You know, we all remember Katrina and what it did to New Orleans, and we hope this storm, Harvey, fades away and does not hit them. So keep prayers and hopes up for that as well. And again, everyone that's stuck in that position, please, I know our prayers are there for you and for everyone down there that's helping. They are going into a dangerous situation. So prayers to them as well. All right, folks, let's talk a little bit of college football. There's two big games tonight, obviously. Ohio State's playing Indiana. So let's see if Indiana can score on Ohio State the way they can score on just about anyone else. They have a very high-powered offense. So let's see what's going on with them. And, of course, the biggest game of the night, well, for me and the people that live in the Tempe, Arizona area, ASU starts. Tonight, they'll be playing New Mexico State. And let's see what ASU is made of this year. They should have a very good offense. They got a veteran quarterback in Manny Wilkins. They got good receivers. They have, in my opinion, two of the best running backs in college football on the same team, and Kalen Ballage and DeMario Richard. I'm anxious to see what happens. I'm anxious to see if the special teams is fixed. I'm anxious to see if the defense can tackle. And I really truly mean tackle. Not go for big hits, not go for knockouts, not go for jacked up, not go for that. When the man catches the ball, hit him. When the man attempts to catch the ball, dislodge the ball from him. When the man is running around the side, hold, contain, stand him up, force him another way so someone can actually tackle him. Yes, I'm actually asking for defensive execution and defensive fundamentals. And I think if ASU can do that, they can end up 7-4, 6-5, make a bowl game. These are things they can do. You figure if they win their first three games and then get in at one against a school down south in Tucson and still maybe a game up in Utah, that gives them 5. And maybe still the game against Colorado State, that's 6. Because let's be honest, the USC game is going to be tough. The Oregon game will be tough. The Washington game will be tough. Stanford will be tough. Those are the games that, let's be realistic, Do we really expect that they win those games? See, I'm going to say no. So you got to get these. A lot of folks are saying Todd Graham's on the hot seat. I don't know about all that, but I do know it will get very difficult for him if ASU looks terrible, has a bad year, and only wins 2, 3, 4 games. That can't be good for him moving forward, and I don't think it would be. So they got to find something or some way to get some more games under their belt. But football is back. College this week, pros next Thursday. It is finally back. Tomorrow's show, we'll be doing some wrap-up of the games from tonight. See what else drops. Maybe there's some NFL cuts or moves. We'll get into that tomorrow. Next week, we do not have a show on Monday for the holiday. Do not. We'll load up a best of show and put that on for Monday. So that way, if maybe it's one that you missed and you could check out at that time. But Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to talk a lot of football. Been in contact with a couple of people that are around football, know what's going on in their area with their teams and the NFL in general. Not going to announce that they're coming on yet because I'm just waiting for their confirmation. So as soon as I get that, not only will I announce it, I will make sure it's on all of our social media. And then we'll finish with this. It looks like the Cleveland-Boston deal for Kyrie and Kyrie Irving and Isaiah Thomas is complete. Boston did send one more thing to Cleveland to appease them in this deal. No, it wasn't Jaylen Brown. No, it wasn't Jason Tatum. No, it wasn't another first-round pick. It was a second-round pick for 2020. So basically, this was just a, you know what, don't call my phone no more. Here you go. Like when you break up with someone and they're griping and they want the couch, you say, look, here, take this pillow. Take this pillow off this couch and just go. Go. We'll talk to you later. That's basically what they did. They gave him something so they'd shut up. A 2020 second-round pick. Look at Boston. In 2020, they still should have Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, two or three other first-round picks. That second-round pick in 2020 should suck. But you know what? As Jay-Z once said in a song, it's just to shut up or holler. That's all they basically did. That is all they basically did. So that trade now is officially complete. And now it's time to get it on. Believe me, basketball season is not as far away, people, as you think. Camps open, actually, September 23rd. And, yes, we will be covering that as well, as usual. Wow, I know what that music means. Wow, this was fast. But we were able to touch on the NFL, barely touch a little bit of college football, but you know, we will get into that more and more as the season goes on. Don't forget, we do our own top 20 poll, but we do not start that until 4 games in the season. I am a tall tree. Touch on a little bit of basketball. So we got that trade wrapped up, so we're done with that. I am a river. Listen, everyone, I appreciate you taking some time this afternoon and listening to The Cave Show. Remember, you definitely can keep up with everything we do. Follow us on at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Make sure you check us out at thesportscave.com. And remember, Cave is always with K. So make sure you're checking us out. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. I tweet a little bit of everything, so be prepared for it. So, everyone, until tomorrow, same time, I appreciate you spending some time with us today. Until then, this is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Everyone, have a good day. Take care now. I am a marching band. I am
and the people. Oh, I am a heaven hand. I am a hero.